This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs. Welcome to LabCast. I'm your host, Corey, and today we'll be speaking with Scott Maxwell, founder of OpenView Venture Partners, about the idea of whole product development.
I'm excited to be recording our second podcast. I thought that we might spend a bit of time just talking about the overall structure of the site a bit more. And in this podcast, talk about whole product development. The next podcast, talk about customer development. And finally, the next podcast after that, talk about company development. And the reason that I think we should spend a few minutes talking about it is that it's a different way of thinking about organizing the world of your company than looking at it from a department perspective. And we've purposely organized the site from the perspective of product, customer, and company, because we actually think that from building a competitive advantage, building a strategy within a company, it's really important to think about these topics from this perspective. So whole product development as a starting point is really all of the aspects of building a whole product for a specific set of users. And it includes the core product, if your product's a software or software-related product, that software technology, the interface, the user experience. But it also includes how are we going to professionally service the product to the extent that there are professional services people involved either internally or through third parties. How are we going to train users on the product? How are we going to service those users when they have questions? Really everything in terms of the product and the ancillary services for the product that interact with the users. From one perspective, the way I think about it is that a traditional installed software product has some level of interaction with users from a trial perspective, some level of interaction with users from a, hey, how do I get the product perspective, whether it's a download or, in the old days, a shipped disk. How do I actually install the product and whatever ancillary products there are associated with the core product, such as a database? How do I configure the product? How do I actually administrate the product on an ongoing basis? And then for the several users that might be involved with the product, how does each role overall interact with the product on an ongoing basis? And that's a relatively complex set of activities. Certainly, software as a service models and some software appliance models have greatly simplified certain aspects of that overall process. But whole product development is really all of those interactions, both from the product, from the website, and from the company that ultimately gets a specific user from no knowledge on the product all the way up to complete product usage. So that's our category, whole product development. It takes, in a lot of ways, multiple departments in order to pull together all of the various aspects of getting the whole product together and getting those interactions to take place. But ultimately, what you're really trying to do is build a great and unique product for your users.
Where can listeners find more information on whole product development?
So if you're interested in whole product development, what my suggestion would be is to hover over the whole product development category that's right below the banner on the website. You'll see how we've actually broken up whole product development at this point. You'll see an explanation on the right-hand side, which hopefully is consistent with what I just spoke about. And you'll see the more recent articles drop down on the left-hand side. If you click on whole product development, you'll get a whole set of articles that and other content that you can look at. And certainly we break it up into topics, so you can click on any of the topics right below the menu and you can get a much better understanding of the way we're thinking about the world.
Thanks for joining us. We really hope you're enjoying the lab's website and welcome your feedback. Be sure to check back for our next podcast, which will feature Scott discussing the importance of customer development.